have in front of me Jill and Donna from Mont Delancey. First of all, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
And Donna, I believe you're the artist in residence down at Mont Delancey. I think you told us that when you were in last time.
Yes, that's right, I am.
Right, so one of the, well, not the only reason we want to promote Mont Delancey, because as I've said before, that after I do the interview, some people who live in the area and have lived here for many years, so I didn't know the place existed. Mm. And that happens wherever, whatever subject, wherever you live. But first of all, you've got a major day, Donna, coming up, but you'll no doubt be involved, being the artist.
Yes.
And it's an art paint day. Tell us when it is and all about it, what we could expect on the day, please, okay. Donna.
Well, it's the second event. We had one last year, which turned out to be very successful, so decided we'd do another one early this year. And it's basically inviting the community, any ability, art ability, to join us in the gardens of Mont Delancey and create art together as a community.
So what sort of, like you say, any ability, now I can't draw at all. is it something that I could attend?
Yes, or definitely. Definitely.
So they don't need to have done any any preparation at all?
That's right. It's just to encourage creating art in the community. You could bring a pencil and a piece of paper and sketch one of the buildings. You could paint watercolour, you can paint oil, you can pastel. You can do whatever you like, basically.
All right. Couple of questions here. What age group are you talking about?
Well, we've said adults, but when we had the Draft Horse Festival, I did have a mum and a dad asking if their, I think he might have been about 10-year-old son could come. And I said, oh, maybe, yes, he's welcome to come if you come with him. And they said, oh, we could come too. So I haven't said no to anybody, really.
Well, that's a good idea, because anyone's...
Yeah, and this particular child really liked to paint, so you wouldn't like to say no.
Well, it's handy to, first of all, to get as many people along as you can, but secondly, I mean, you may very well encourage a young person who just otherwise wouldn't be encouraged.
Exactly.
All right, so if I'm going to rock up on the weekend, what have I got to bring with me?
I would like you to bring all your own art supplies.
Yeah. We took pencils, paint.
Yep, pencils, paper, your pad.
Easel.
Easel if you need an easel. A chair, because obviously we'll be there all day. You might want to sit down. Some people have portable tables. We do have some tables that I can get out. We also have some chairs that I can get out, but it's always easier if you bring your own.
Well, then you're sure of getting a seat, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Otherwise, I mean, you might run out,
that's
so you
right.
don't get a seat.
Exactly.
So it's on Saturday and Sunday?
No, it's just on Sunday.
It's on Sunday?
Yes.
What time?
I've asked people to come at about 9:30. They can come from 9 o'clock, but we're going to start at about 9:30 till 3:30.
What are you hoping to get out of the day?
Just people enjoying art, which is what happened last time. It created a real buzz. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. It was just fun. It was enjoyable.
So
like-minded
let me ask
people.
You, when you did it last time, did you get gooses like me who don't know anything about it up to what you'd almost call semi-provincial or what sort of
We had all sorts of people, actually. It was really good. We had a few people just came from seeing the signage on the road, came on the day asking if they could join in, which, of course, we said they could. We do encourage people to book online, but you can come on the day. It's fine.
Yep. So it's and so then how professional did you get?
Yeah, like, we had one or two professionals. We had a few, actually, quite a few professionals. We had 18 came last year, which was beyond what I thought. A few people who didn't really know what they were doing and just wanted to sit there and enjoy the day. It turned out to be a very sunny day.
It was a lovely day.
Yeah, we had rain the day before, we had rain the day after, but that particular day the sun was shining.
All right, so let me ask you, what's the aim of the day? Is it to foster art? Mm. Is it to try and get people that may not have been thought of that they could paint or something like that? So
it's
I'm trying
all
to get
of the above. It's all of the above. I would like to create more... a community environment around art. I would like people to come in and enjoy the beautiful grounds at Mont Delancey. I think a lot of people don't know it's there.
I agree.
Yeah, that's right. And it's basically just getting people to try something.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're probably going to say, tell me it depends or whatever. Do you believe that everybody's got the ability to do art?
Yep.
Or
yes, I do.
Like even a guy like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Jill's saying no.
Yeah, Jill's going to have a turn one day. She keeps saying he's going to join.
I'm promising, but no.
Yeah, I think anyone can join. Well, because that actually leads in towards our art group that we have. We have two art groups there through the week.
Yep.
And people have come and joined that from not knowing a thing about how to draw.
Right, so I'll call myself Joe the Goose.
Yep.
If I was going to come along, what would be the best thing for me to start with? Drawing with pencils, drawing a building, drawing fruit.
Yeah.
I would suggest drawing a person probably isn't.
No,
isn't
I wouldn't suggest that. So I would say drawing a tree or drawing a flower or draw something that can represent the tree or flower and doesn't actually have to look like a person would. You know, you've got to get the eyes right, the nose and everything in the right places, where the tree or a flower, you know, can be a bit more abstracty, takes off a bit of pressure, can be a bit easier.
All right, so you said it's something that represents a tree.
Yeah.
So how can you represent a tree and not be a tree?
What I mean is it just needs a trunk and some branches and leaves, and then you know it's a tree rather than needing to look like a picture
of
you.
So it doesn't have to be perfect.
Right. It just kind of the enjoyment of creating it.
Yeah. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Jill and Donna, and Donna's the artist in residence down at Mont Delancey. But Jill, you want to talk about some books on the shelf.
Oh yes, but before I do that, if it's okay, I'll just continue on with the art bit.
Yeah, go for it.
And how it's made Mont Delancey come alive, really.
Yep.
With the people coming, the ones that come to paint on the Wednesday and Friday.
Yep.
It's really just wonderful, I think. It's the best thing that's happened.
Oh, that's terrific. So
I don't paint.
But I guess also it brings in the person that comes to paint, they'd very often bring family and friends too, wouldn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Spread so it's not just, yeah.
Just not paint.
It's a, an opening for well, a
we
lot
should,
of things.
We should mention that too, that on the Sunday with the paint day, I mean, if a person's not particularly interested in painting, or maybe one of the families, the rest of the family can come and you can spend hours walking around Mont de Lancy.
Exactly. Have yeah. a day out.
And there's a nice little lunch shop too.
Yeah, yeah there is.
Oh, that's good. It is.
It is?
Yeah. yeah.
Now, books on the shelf.
Books on the shelf. Well, we've got a lot of books at Wandon,
yep.
at Mont de Lancy. And I might just mention some of them because then, who knows,
yep.
you might be thinking, oh, that's something I could go and have a look at that.
Yep.
So we've
These are to read while you're there?
Well, you can read them or you can buy them.
Oh, you can buy them.
Yep.
Yep.
So there's one called Great Courage and Initiative, and that was written by Anthony McAleer, and it's the story of George Ingram, who was a VC winner, a local, from Seville he came.
Yep.
And that's, well, World War One, obviously, book. That's good. That's an interesting book. Yep. And then there's another one of the history of the Wandon Football Club.
Oh,
and
good.
I've had people coming in saying, oh, gosh, that's good. That'll be good for Dad. Or that'll be, you know.
Yeah.
So that's another good one. And there's a Ralph Proctor. A lot of people probably will remember Ralph as a local man. And he was, his story is called Aim High. And he was a pilot in the Second World War. And that's another good one.
Yeah.
And then there's the roll book of the Wandonellick State School, 1033.
Oh, that'd be terrific. That'd be terrific.
That's a, and that's from 1885 to 1985.
True. That's a big area to cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's Wandon and its Origins, which is a really good, a good book. And it's about the early development of Wandon.
Yep.
And all, and then it tells you about postal things and the railway, the you know, people sending their fruit to market and
yep.
all that sort of stuff. That's a really, that's a good one. And then there's As I Remember, which is memories of the life of people in Wandon.
Yep.
Older people, I mean, not the later ones.
Yep.
So that's a good one too, because you learn a lot about how people lived and what they did.
And that's and one of the joys of going to Mont de Lancy, to see just how primitive, like if it hasn't got air conditioning, a four bedroom with a two car garage and an ensuite and a walk-in robe, we think we're deprived, don't
that's
we?
That's right. And that's what people say, you know, children especially say, but where's the television room?
Yeah.
We haven't got any lights.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have any.
No.
They didn't have any lights.
And, I mean, some of the old, when you see some of the old photos and that, they even had cracks in the wall, didn't they? Because they weren't plastered inside.
No.
Plaster hadn't been invented or used.
No. So that does people good, I think, to see.
Yeah.
And how people lived without all these modern things.
Well, it's not even the modern things, is it? I mean, what we take for granted, hot. Just go and turn the hot water on. They had to go and boil it and all
and
that,
you
didn't
they? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, and then if you were cooking, well, the house got hot.
Yes. There was no turning on the air conditioning or the... Yeah.
So I guess, and this is one of the things down at Mont de Lancy, isn't it, that once you start cooking, if it's the middle of summer, well, because a lot of them had the kitchen a little bit away from the house,
outside,
didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, because
in
otherwise...
case of fire or... Yeah.
Yeah, but apart from that, the house would get awfully hot in the middle of summer.
Terribly. Yes, yeah. And you had to chop the wood to start the fire.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean...
Sorry, I cut across you, but...
No, there's a lot of things, isn't there?
Yeah. Is there a book on the history of Mont de Lancy around? Has anyone ever written the history of the actual place itself?
Well, my husband has sort of, but it sort of takes in all the Sabir family, which doesn't always interest everybody, but how it started.
Yeah, I would have thought a book on how it started. And I think I told you in last time that we only found out that a friend of ours, it was her grandfather, I think it was involved down there.
Oh, right.
What's her name? I can't think of it at the moment. But the lady used to do the one of your people that showed people around. Was her name Margaret? She's used a wheeler.
Barbara Sabir.
Barbara, yeah. Well, her daughter. We know her daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. So,
well, yes. Well, Barbara's husband's grandfather was Wanden Sabir.
Yeah, which was
and
this
my
lady.
My husband's grandfather was Thomas Sabir, and they were brothers.
Oh, right. So how many Sabirs are there?
Oh, there's too many.
Plenty now, is there? All right, I've got to take a quick break before we get ourselves in trouble. Is there any other books?
No, that's
my list. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Jill and Donna from Mont Delancey. Look, do yourselves a favour if you haven't been there. It's a great place. I've been there a couple of times. In fact, I actually didn't know be there from there years ago, one Sunday afternoon. But anyway, it's a long while ago. It's a great place. There's a lot of history down there, apart from the old house. There's steam engines. There was a few old cars kicking around in different spots. There's an old church. There's the old house at It's a really great way to go. And so a lot of people will travel down to people into old places down the peninsula and down the near the city. But you've got a real treasure up there in Mont Delancey. It's right at your back door. So do yourself a favour and go and have a look at it. And I'm sure Jill and or Donna will tell you when it's open, apart from the art that we're going to talk about on Sunday again. But, Jill, you want to talk about the art gallery you've got down there?
Yes, well, Donna and her little group of people, they're in the Ray Oliver Gallery, it's called.
Yep.
It used to be the veranda of the shed, which we covered in and made a lovely gallery.
Did you say it's a Ray Oliver?
That's the Ray Oliver gallery. He was the man that built it.
Yeah, so why was it named after him?
Because he was very instrumental in a lot of things that happened at Montelansi in the beginning, like the building and that.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be nice to name it after him.
Yep.
And it's come on in leaps and bounds, especially now with Donna. It's just a nice space. All the people that other people that have had exhibitions in there say the same thing.
It's
good. The lighting's good. The space is good.
So, what's in the gallery? Let's talk about that.
Well, what's in the gallery now is Donna and all her paintings.
Yep.
And
are they for sale or just?
They are for sale. Right. Yes, they are. And at the very end of the gallery, we do have some furnishings of a wood carver. And I've forgotten his name.
Oh, some of those are terrific.
His name was Franz Streisel. And it's absolutely gorgeous. So you don't miss that if you go into the gallery, besides looking at the painting.
So what, with his sculpturing, what sort of things he made?
He was very, very well known in the early days.
Right.
And he has done a desk that took, I forget, 14 years or something to do with all these beautiful carvings on it. Really nice. It's something else. It's hard to explain.
Yep.
So that's really worthwhile looking at, as I said, besides the paintings.
Yep.
And it's just a good space, a lovely space.
So, Donna, let's talk to you, if you're a big part of this gallery.
Yep.
What sort of paintings have you got in the gallery that you've got for sale?
Well, I paint usually wildlife and botanicals, so that's basically what they are. Lots of Australian wildlife. I've got the Melbourne Tram, Flinders Street Station, exhibition buildings. So I've got that quite large paintings.
Yep.
And sunflowers. I just paint what I like, so I've got a variety of things.
There's a variety in there. All right, so let me just ask you, how do you paint wildlife? Because Joey's not going to sit there.
No, that's
right.
He's
going to keep jumping around. So how do you paint wildlife?
I have a few friends who give me they're photographers, so they give me their photos.
I was going to ask you, you don't take your own?
I try, but I use some of my own. I've used a few of my own. Not great, especially wildlife. I can take photos of flowers, or I use free reference photos. There's plenty of free reference photos out there for artists to use.
Because do you paint people?
No, not very often.
Because I was going to say, like, the only reason I ask that, I was wondering how long it takes to paint a person, because it would take hours to get it right, wouldn't it?
And you need them to look like that person.
Yeah.
So I don't venture
Joey
that
Joey doesn't care. Yeah. What
that's exactly right. Wildlife, they don't care much.
People
and a flower's even easier.
Yeah, well, flower, you can either pick it and paint it or just paint it on the thing, can't you?
Yep.
Jill, I just gave Montelansi a rap about the few things that are there. If people come in there in the next few days, apart from the old house and that I mentioned, what else are they going to have a look around at?
And
the gardens.
And the garden. The garden's looking lovely at the moment. And the museum, which houses all the artefacts from, 1800 to whatever, that's really, people spend a lot of time in there.
Yep.
And then we do have the heritage room where you can go and do your family history if you so desire, if you come from that area.
I was going to say, what sort of area do you have to come from?
Well, we do Wandon, Seville, and mainly they're the two main ones.
Do you find more and more people are interested in their family tree, or is it dropping off a bit?
No, I think they are interested, but coming to Montelansi, now people can do things on their phone.
Yeah, they can too.
And they can look up on whoever, Ancestry or things like that. There's probably not as much, but those that are really, or just starting, they can get a good start there, I think, at Montelansi, because we've got a lot.
I remember years ago talking to a bloke, and he used to spend, I think, when he had an RDO, so it was every month or every fortnight, and he used to go around the different cemeteries where he thought some of his ancestors might be, and he said he spent half a day just walking around looking at all the tombstones.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do have a member, actually, of Montelancy that does that, and he has got thousands of people. And not only his, but because his family was connected to a lot of other families,
right.
He's just, it's mind-boggling, really, scary.
Would you be interested in going back? I mean, you must know a bit about your family because of the severe aspect, but I don't think I could be bothered doing that.
Well, I have done it for a lot of years.
Have
I won't say how many. Elvin and I started doing the family history, and it just went from here in Wandon to Guernsey, where Henry came from, and elsewhere. It just blew out.
You could spend...
And our eyes and our brains are fried.
Yeah, you could just about... spend hours on it. Well, you could spend years on it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Particularly if you start talking about going around cemeteries and all that. I mean, you'd only do one cemetery a day or two. And particularly if, I mean, not everybody died in that area, did they?
No.
I mean, they could have died 100 kilometres away.
Yeah, so you could spend, we've spent half our life doing that.
All right, got a 2 week break and we'll be back with more.
Vision, vivid dream, stunning flashback or remain. Long to indulge, I'll wait for you. Time goes by, don't slip from view. Idyllic scene, kept in my head. Shut that off and come to bed. Lights and love, heart of gold. Left my mark and I'm quickly sold.
About 10 to 2, Donna and Jill will both give you the contact details, or not so much the contact details, but certainly more about this Art Paint Day on Sunday, and also when you can go and see Montelancy other times, because while we talk about it just this Sunday, I mean, it's open quite a few days a week, and I know we went as part of a group, and I think we might have actually gone out of ours. I'm not too sure on that, but anyway, I didn't organise it. Now, Jill, you've been involved down there for a long while and you're part of the original family. The Do I understand it right that it's now maintained by volunteers? So you're
That's correct.
So are you looking for volunteers all the time?
Always. Always.
What sort of abilities do you want your volunteers to have?
Just be happy.
No, but
be happy. Be happy and like people.
Yep.
And we can teach you how to do a guide, to be a guide if you like.
But apart from the guide, are you looking for people to work in the garden, do all
I'm
sorts
sure
of stuff?
I'm sure the gardeners would be very, very happy because they keep saying their knees are going, their hips are going, and it's a big garden, which you probably would realise.
So are we saying if they can stand up, you almost want to volunteer?
Yeah. And if they like using a duster and a broom, there's always something to sweep up.
Yep. All right, so with the volunteers, do you have a special day where the volunteers come and work, or would they come sort of any old day?
Well, they might say, oh, look, we can only do Wednesday or...
Once a month?
Once a month, half a day, it doesn't matter.
So I was just going to say that. So you don't care whether it's half a day, a full day, few hours, just whatever anyone can help you with?
Yes, please.
Sounds terrific. So there are plenty of retired people listening to the show, I know, so if you've got a few hours, why not go down? And I guess the other thing to do, they can always come and talk to you or someone else and see what's in mind. If it's not their gig, well, no harm done.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, you just may find people that want to come and do something.
Mm, yeah, it'd be really good.
Sounds true. Just quickly, because I've got to take another break and then we're going to come back and talk to Donna and find more details. Are you still adding to the collection or have you got about as much as that you can?
No, we can't accept any more because it's a shame to have such a lot and then not be able to display it.
To show them.
Yeah.
So where did you get all the original stuff that you've got there? Is it like grandpa dies and people go to clean out the shed and they say, oh, this is not much job, but it was around here, so we'll bring it down to Montelance. Is that how you got it all?
Yes, but in the beginning it's come from... There's still a lot of descendants of the pioneering families around in Wandon. So in the beginning it was great. They brought all their things to the museum and that was lovely. But then as the years went on, people would say that, oh, Grandpa's died and we're cleaning out the shed. You can have this. I'm sorry. No, we've got 600 irons and we've got all that. So we've had to stop.
And that's the trouble with some of those things, isn't it? Everybody's got the basics.
Yeah.
And while there might be something out there that's completely unique, you might have to go through a ton of other stuff just to try and get that item.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're happy with all we've got. So
that's fair enough. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then Donna's going to tell you a bit more about this. So have your paper and pencil ready. And then Jill will also tell you when it's available and you can wander through the place and have a look, or you can go for a guided tour. The guided tour is terrific, but we'll get Jill to talk about that as well. So paper and pencil ready and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Trace.
you never know.
That wasn't supposed to go to air. we're talking both Jill and Donna from Mont Delancey. Now, we've particularly been talking to Donna about, well, she's the artist in residence there, but she's got this big paint day coming up, Art Paint Day, on this Sunday. So, Donna, just quickly remind us of the times again, please, and what we should bring.
Okay, it's Sunday, this Sunday, the 22nd of March. It starts at 9:30 till 3:30. All skills are welcome, and bring all your own art supplies. And that's it. And we're actually having, which we didn't mention before, we're having a door prize and some raffles on the day. That's another thing that might encourage people to come along. We've got some very generous donations from some local shops and communities.
Well, I think you also mentioned before too, it's not limited, although it's a paint day, like they can come along
and paint, draw with
pastels or
any sort of art medium they want to use.
All right, so Jill, you've been involved there for a long while. And I shouldn't say that because it makes you sound old. I don't mean to do that to you. what times are Mont Delancey open, and what does it cost to get into Mont Delancey?
Right. Well, we're open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 o'clock till 4. And it is a group booking, which we'll do Mondays and Tuesdays by appointment. That's $10. And the normal everyday price is $15 for adults and $12 for concession.
And children?
Oh. That's under
16,
Under 16, free. Yeah. So that you can...
Sorry, and you can make a booking if you like with the cafe.
It's got some nice food there. I've sampled that, and I must say, to be honest, I paid. I'm not trying to say it's good because somebody gave me a free meal. I actually paid for it, and it's important. I stress that. But yeah, it's a great way to go. Look, people I know that after I've done this interview saying to me, oh, I didn't realise that Mont Delancey is there. It was in your backyard. And even if you live at Mount Evelyn and places like that, it's still in your backyard. I mean, it's not very far to come at all.
No. Well, people say that, oh, we've driven past the sign for 30 years.
Do they?
And we wondered what it was because it's just got Mont Delancey.
Yep.
And we thought we'd come and have a look today, and they were pleased they did.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because people do that, and yet people will travel off to something that's down towards the city because it's been promoted somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in your own backyard where you can go 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes down the road.
And you can spend the whole day there.
Oh, yeah, easily. Well, the day we were there, they started up a couple of those steam engines down the back too. And we had a terrific time watching that.
And did you see the blacksmith?
Yeah, but he wasn't there on the day.
Right, the wood turner?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
And we actually had a... someone came in and talked to us about it and did a bit of wood turning while we were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they did yesterday. They did that. And the people were... They make tops. I don't know whether you noticed.
Yeah, we saw the tops.
Well, people were running up, grabbing the tops, spinning the tops... And they bought a couple.
Yeah. Well, because they do sell a little bit of stuff there too, don't they? Which is good because it gives them the opportunity to buy more material to be able to produce something else.
That's right. And we do have a shop too at Mont Delancey.
And what do you sell?
Well, we have lovely things.
You've got to tell people, not ugly things.
Come and see.
Lots of find out. Giftware.
We have jams. Local jams.
Oh, they'll be homemade, won't they?
I forget her name, but yes, she does all the jam. And we have, like...
Giftware.
Well, we've got Donna's painting.
Yeah. Greeting cards.
Oh, giftware, yeah.
Scarves.
Really nice. Yes.
Scarves.
She knows more about
pottery, wood turning, bowls, all the...
Is a pottery... Like Mont Delancey labelled, or
no,
are you talking about?
No, someone else does.
Well, someone had made that.
Yeah.
And consignment, we have a fair bit on consignment, and people are just so clever.
Mm. Oh, there are some extremely talented people out there, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, really, really. And the blacksmith, Paul the blacksmith, makes these amazing sculptors, I suppose. Sculptors.
And what days is the blacksmith there? Because he wasn't there the day we were.
No. They come when we have... Oh, well, they come when we have guided tour,
yep.
usually. But, see, they're working people and they're not always available on the day.
Do you know anything about the blacksmith person themselves that's down at Montelancy, or am I asking too much?
I know. The blacksmith, Oscar...
But do you know what his background was? I'm intrigued as to how people learned.
Oh, yes. No, I don't.
Because I was talking to one only a little while ago in another area altogether, and he was a policeman.
Yeah, wow.
Before a blacksmith.
And he's probably only 60s, but the blacksmithing really intrigued him. So he went along and he got a mentor and he did some training, and now he can knock up anything. I saw him, he knocked up a little rose out of...
Oscar makes roses. Maybe he learned from Oscar.
Oh, I don't know. And I was just wondering what your Oscar did, because this guy... Because they said to me, what do you think he did for a living? And I said, well, he'd have to work in sheet metal, you know, something with his hands.
Yeah.
And they said, no. And I had about three shots. I said, no, it's got to be with his hands. And they said, no, he's a policeman.
Yeah.
And I said...
Amazing, isn't it?
How could you do that?
Yeah. Well, they have classes there, and people like young middle-aged, or not middle-aged, but young guys come, and older people, and a couple of ladies.
That, and one of the things is that if we don't train some of the younger people, some of those things in years to come are going to do, because they're never going to be ever in a commercial situation again, are they? I mean, those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't turn around and train some of the young people to be able to show people what used to happen, those days will just disappear. Right.
Well, that's like your history. If you don't keep your history...
Yeah.
You don't get it back.
No, that's very true. And the trouble is, we, and I don't want to get political here, but very often we want to rewrite history, and history can't be rewritten. Cannot. Whatever happened, happened.
That's right.
But so many times we want to... Anyway, look, we're fast running out of time.
Good.
Down to Montelancy on... who said good?
That was Jill.
Down to Montelancy this Sunday between 9:30 and 2:30. Bring along your pencil, your paint, crayons. Do they still do much in crayons?
You do, yes, actually. Yeah, it might sound silly, but you can.
How many... out of art, and what would be the biggest, painting or pencils or
well,
or
for crayons? Me and my group, it's watercolour.
Right.
So we use a lot of watercolour.
Yeah.
Pastel.
We're doing a pastel group this Friday. Yeah. We've got in our art group that we have twice a week. We've got a few art teachers, which is really good.
Yep.
And one particular lady is going to show us how to create some art using pastels. So for the next couple of weeks, we're doing pastel art.
Yeah,
which is another thing that we do at Montelancy. Yeah. I invite people to come and join this group. We call it art group.
Yep.
And a donation goes to Montelancy every week. They come, they bring their own art supplies, and we sit there and have lots of fun.
So what day is that on, Don?
Wednesday afternoon. They're there now without me. And a Friday morning.
So a Wednesday afternoon, what time?
Wednesday is 1:30 to 3:30.
And then, and the Friday?
9:30 till roughly 12:30, 1 o'clock. So we go a little bit longer on a Friday.
So they need to book into that, or can they just rock up?
They probably need to book in. And
And how many can you accommodate on that
day? Well, that's the problem. Yeah. Where do I say no? We've got 14 now on a Wednesday.
Right.
And we've got 12 on a Friday. So we're getting pretty full.
I was going to say, because I can understand, because you'll obviously want to give a bit of time to each one, so you can't...
Well, I don't teach them. We just learn from each other.
I do?
So, yeah, I'm not a teacher. So
at the end of, like, say, someone rocks up on a Wednesday or a Friday and they paint a tree, then do you or the group have a look and say, you could have done this
That's
a bit
right.
better?
That's exactly what it is. Except for, like, things where we've got someone who knows what they're doing, like this art teacher who's going to take the pastel class.
Yep.
So she'll get up there, like a teacher will, and guide us through the class.
Yep.
And we'll all do the same project. So I've sent everyone the free reference photo that we're going to create from.
Yep.
Everyone has the same image. I tell them what we need to bring, which is in this case pastel. They all bring along their pastels. Yep. Someone will take the class. We'll all do the same. We call it a group project. We all do the same thing. And we all talk about it. And sometimes it goes over several weeks. It's not just done in one session.
Yep.
So every piece of art looks different, even though we're painting the same picture.
Well, because it's not necessarily the picture, is it? It's your interpretation
exactly,
of that.
Exactly, that's right. And everyone's is different.
Well, it's a bit the same as music, isn't it? Like it's your interpretation of that piece of music or that piece of art.
Yeah, art's very much the same.
And if it's just an apple, an apple's an apple, you would think, but it's not necessarily
no,
that, is it?
That's right, it's not. But it's just fun, creating fun around art.
Sounds good. Get yourselves down there on this Sunday between 9:30 and 2:30 for your art paint day. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I've got to go.
Thank you for having us.